come to our Bible reading. Then it'll be Judith. So if you turn to page 1246. You'll find yourself at 1 Timothy chapter 6. And I'm going to read from verses 11 to 19. Paul has been talking to Timothy about this world and its enticements, and he's talked also about money. And he goes on, verse 11. But you, man of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In the sight of God, who gives life to everything, and of Jesus Christ, who, while testifying before Pontius Pilate, made the good confession. I charge you to keep this command without spot or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which God will bring about in his own time. God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see. To him be honour and might forever. Amen. And Judith, if you'd like to come now and talk
Martha,
to us.
Can we go on to verse 19, please?
Oh, I beg your pardon. Sorry. Yes, I hope we've not closed the page. I'm sorry, Ken.
Okay.
Yes. I command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who is richly providing us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to be good, to be rich in good deed, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, you will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. For those of you who don't know, you know my name, but I'm Judith Scorer, and I, along with a really able team of good volunteers, manage and run the Poynton Community Larder. And I've been invited here this morning just to tell you a little bit about the larder itself, its origins, its aims and objectives, and a little bit about how it operates, so that you know, as I am well aware, that you donate food and products for the larder each time we are open, and for that we are really grateful. And just so you know exactly what you're giving to and the purpose and aims of the organisation. So how we began. For many years at Poynton Baptist Church, which is where I've been a member for about the last 40 years or so, we used to run what we called a dry goods cupboard, and this was where we had donations from the fellowship, members of the church, of tins and packaged goods to give to people who we knew were in need at particular times. And the connections were through people in the fellowship. And if we knew somebody who was going through a time of hardship or just lost their job, then we would pack up six to eight items of food every Sunday, and the people who knew those folk would take them along. And we just called it a store cupboard, and we just had a little cupboard in the church, and we used to package those items up every Sunday morning for delivery. During During lockdown, of course, this stopped. All of the churches were closed, and we were a little bit concerned about how some of these folk were coping. And we were prompted by the leadership to see if we could do something that would support the families during lockdown who had no longer got access to some of the places where they got support from. And some households were hit quite hard, particularly those with children who couldn't access the free school meals because the schools were closed. So what we did from the Christmas of 2020, that year of lockdown, into about February of 2022, each half term we provided hampers of food to all of the schools in Poynton. So that's the high school, Lostock here, St Paul's, Vernon, Worth and Lower Park. And we provided bags of food at each half term that would support the families in helping the children through the holidays. Those bags were given anonymously, in the sense that we asked the schools to let us know which families were entitled to free school meals. So obviously at a place like Lower Park, which is this side of Poynton, there are only three or four families actually on free school meals. But places like St Paul's and Vernon, there were a greater number of families. And I think we provided about 60 bags each half term during that period of time. And there was a desire to make support more regular for a wider range of people, because we were aware that there were some elderly people and some couples as well who didn't come under that family umbrella, who were still suffering from food insecurity. And so we decided, our vision really was to set up a larder. There are lots of community groceries and places like that coming up in different areas of the country. One operates out of Withenshaw, the link to The Message, which is a Christian organisation there, and they have many community groceries now across England. There's a place in Macclesfield, I think, called The Pantry. There are various organisations that are running along similar lines. And we didn't have any huge ambitions to become an all-singing, all-dancing, huge organisation, but we did want to be able to offer support on a more regular basis to a wider range of people. And with grants that we were able to apply for from Poynton Town Council and from schemes like Tesco Community Grants and Waitrose Give a Little Love Scheme, we were able to purchase shelving and tables and trolleys to enable us to create a pop-up shop in the actual church. The church at Poynton Baptist has got freestanding chairs like this, so they can all be put to the side. So it's just like a room like this, where we set the store up on every first and third Wednesday of every month. And so we decided we would do that, and this is what we were aiming to do. But the first question was, is a community larder actually needed in Poynton? Because there have been questions, and it's a valid question, as to, we live in a lovely leafy suburb, and a lot of people in Poynton have a lot of money. Is there really this need in our community? And you may ask whether it's something that is a ministry that is regarded as something that's needed. But food insecurity and its impact is probably more widespread than we realise. Food insecurity is defined as when people don't have reliable access to enough nutritious and affordable food. And it can occur due to lack of money or other resources, but it can also occur because of inflation. Rising prices mean that it's harder for people to afford food. And also through conflict. And I know you might think, well, there isn't any war in Poynton, but Poynton residents have housed quite a number of refugees recently from places like Ukraine. And we do have a couple of people who attend our larder who are Ukrainian refugees, who are lodging with families in Poynton and who desperately need, they're learning the language and they desperately need some access to some regular food that will help their budget. Apparently in the national picture in 2022 to 23, there were 7.2 million people in the United Kingdom experiencing food insecurity, which is about 10.5% of the population. And it was 2.5 million more than the previous year. So the numbers were rising. And from the most recent census data, that picture is actually, I know you'd find it surprising, but it's similar in Poynton. 10% of individuals in Poynton are claiming benefit, with over 35% actually living in social or rented housing. And there are more people in Poynton food insecure now than before the pandemic. And households with children have probably been hit the hardest, with many children falling through the cracks for support. The COVID-19 situation dramatically widened the inequalities in food security and nutrition. So there is a need. It's a difficult one because people say, well, are you a successful organisation? And if more people are coming to the large, you'd think, well, actually, we're having success. But our aim really is to reduce numbers, because we want people to actually be able to afford things for themselves, so they no longer need to come. And we do have that actually happening. There have been some folk who have come to us since and said, thank you so much, but we don't need the support anymore because my husband's got a job and our income has risen and we're able to fend for ourselves, but we do appreciate that little bit of help we had in between times. So the key aims of our larder are these. Our vision is, or our aim and purpose, we call it, our little strap line is bridging the gap. And as a Christian organisation, we like the Bridging the Gap logo, or the Bridging the Gap strap line, because we're hopefully bridging the gap by helping households suffering from food insecurity and bridging the gap between food supply and food shortage. But we're also, because we want to share the love of God and the love of Jesus within the work that we do, hopefully beginning to bridge that gap, because we know that Jesus bridged that gap for us, between us and God, by dying on the cross. So although it's not overtly there, the ministry that we have, the underlying key desire of all of the people who are supporting the larder is to express the love of God to the people of our community. And we are hoping that we can do that also by reducing waste, because we do actually get some of our goods from Fair Share. If you've heard of Fair Share, which is a UK-wide organisation that supports food that would not be allowed to be sold in supermarkets because it's past its best before date, but you can still actually, it's certainly not poisonous to eat. And we stock a lot of our food is actually past its best before. We couldn't stock anything that was past its use-by date, but we can stock things that are 6 to 12 months past their best before date. We follow a guideline which tells us, so we are reducing waste in the sense that otherwise that would just go into landfill. So what do we provide and who can become a member? So we provide tinned and packaged food, toiletries, hygiene, cleaning products, and we get fresh fruit and vegetables and bread for the day of the larder. And what isn't taken in terms of those perishable goods, we then send to a homeless charity in Manchester or to Wellspring in Stockport. So nothing goes to waste. We do not have, at the current time, fridges or freezers, so we can't stock any chilled or frozen foods, although we have been investigating the purchase of a freezer, which would mean that we could access food that supermarkets are getting rid of from their freezers if it's past their best before, so that we could use that as well. But at the moment, it's just a matter of storage and space, and we can't actually utilise a freezer in our sanctuary at the moment. Anyone living in Poynton who is experiencing food insecurity can become a member. They can self-refer. We are different from a food bank. Food banks, you need a social services reference before you can sign up. And at a food bank, you go and you receive a bag of food and it's totally free. But you don't really have much. You receive a bag of basics to keep you through that week. We want to offer a dignified shopping experience for these people, but they also do pay. So they pay a small amount of money. Currently it's £4 for each shop, and that £4 entitles them to 15 items of food. So they can get their fruit and vegetables and bread, which we sort of put that under the umbrella of one item, and then they can have 14 other items. Now they couldn't just go and grab 14 packets of biscuits off the shelf. They have to be different items. There are certain rules that we have, and all of the shelving is labelled, It looks a little bit like that. That's just one set of shelving there, and you can probably see that they've got a few labels down the side. It would say you can have one item from this shelf or one item from that shelf. So they couldn't grab six tins of corned beef. They got allowed one tin of meat item. They can have a tin of fish. They can have a tin of soup or a bottle of squash. And when it comes to things like tea, coffee, and hot chocolate, they can't have a jar of coffee, a packet of tea, and they can have one or the other. So they could take a box of tea or a jar of coffee, because those are more expensive items. And we are doing our very best to try and make it equitable for everybody. So everybody pays, everybody has their 15 items of food, and we are open for 3 hours between 1:30 and 4:30 every first and third Wednesday of the month. We started off by being open once a month, and now we've managed to increase it to twice a month. We currently have 50 families on the larder register. They don't all come every time. Some attend spasmodically, but I would say we have between 25 and 30 families who attend regularly every single time that we are open. And during this last year, we were able to bring 12,000 items into the larder. So that's through generous donations from people like yourselves, individuals. Worth Primary School donated all the proceeds of their harvest to our larder. And we also have had some donations from places like people who were building the bypass have given us various things in the past. And so people who get to know about it will often bring some donations. At the moment, we're in a fortunate position that supply is exceeding demand, so we do have things on the shelves. If membership increased again, the same amount again, we would be struggling to manage to have enough food for all of the people who may come. But God is good, and so far we've always had answers to prayer, and items have come in whenever we've needed it. Whenever we've got really low with something like tea or coffee, guess what, the next person brings in and brings in some tea and coffee. And it never ceases to amaze me how God knows all these things, and he provides for the people who are there who need the support. Looking to the future, what are our aims? These are our sort of action plan goals, to obviously increase the number of people who need it, who would like to come along, to increase the people who can support us, and to improve some of the administration and running of the service. We're very grateful to, I think Judy Yates is known to some people here, is that right? I think I'm, yeah. She, and along with David, has really supported the publicity and promotion side of our larder. We've managed to get a logo, and we've managed to have an item in Inside Poynton magazine about our work. And we were able to attend the volunteer fair at the Civic Hall just to let people in the community know what we're doing. And we do hold regular meetings with Poynton Town Council, and we're linked with people like the social prescribers and the social workers, who, if they know of people who are either coming from hospital, being saying released, you're not released from hospital, are you? Discharged from hospital, and who have are struggling at home, they sometimes contact us and say they could do with a food parcel. And we do hold emergency bags of food in our store cupboard as well, so in a case like that we can supply some goods for those who have just come home from hospital or those who are struggling, and the social worker will get in touch with us. So we have got those links as well. In terms of how we can help, promoting the service is probably something that is top of our agenda at the moment, so that more people know about it, so that those who do need that little bit of extra help with their weekly shop can actually get that. Obviously through donating food and hygiene products, or quite a few people donate financially, and that money goes into a ring-fenced pot within our church that then we use for a variety of things, including paying for the fruit and vegetables and the fair share deliveries, and also to support the the setup of the larder itself. So sometimes we have used been able to buy a few more trolleys and a few more things that we've used actually in the display area of our larder. What we're desperately in short of course, really, is storage space. We have one cupboard. We managed to commandeer the vestry. I had to be very, very subtle and very, very sensitive about could we, because the flower ladies had always stored their flowers in there, and there were lots of old books that had been in there for years and hadn't been used, but you do know what it's like, don't you? I've got some knowing smiles there when you want to try and gain the space. And one of the cupboards was used as a cleaning cupboard, but we managed, with the willingness of everybody else to support us, to get a couple of cupboards where we can store our shelving and our food. But it all has to come out, and then it all has to go away again. And we call it a pop-up shop, but actually, it doesn't pop up. It's actually quite hard work setting it all up, wheeling all the crates out, setting up the tables. But we do want it to look inviting for the people who come. So finding some alternative accommodation and storage space is something that we are praying about at the moment and hoping to see if there's a breakthrough anywhere that we can get somewhere where we can put something up permanently and we don't have to keep putting things away. Obviously there's a whole series of issues with that, like where would it be in security, but that is one of our needs at the moment. One of our key, and it's, I know it's at the bottom of this slide, but it really should be at the top, is for you to pray. We really value people who do pray for the service. We have a small group at church who are committed to pray on Wednesdays when the larder is open. We pray at our team meetings when we gather together as volunteers. And we also have something called Food for the Soul table. So this particular thing was one of the ladies who, one of the volunteers said, you know, we are a Christian organisation. Yes, we're helping people physically, but we also want to help people spiritually. So we have a table that's displayed with, along with the food, which has a different theme. These are just a couple of examples of what we've done recently. This was the Christmas one with a bit about Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, verses from the Bible, information about church services. There are Bibles there if anybody wants to take a Bible for themselves, they can do that. And a prayer request basket, so that if any of the people within the larder have a prayer request, they can put it in there, and that is then sent out to the team, who then commit to pray for that particular thing during the week. This was recent, that one on the left-hand side was a recent one on Valentine's Day about God's love. We've also had testimonies, people who, volunteers who are Christians, who will write testimonies and put those for people to take, or something, how God has worked in their lives. So there is very much a desire that we want people who are shopping to stop and think, and we want them to also know that God loves them, and God cares, and God can provide. And we have had quite a few requests for prayer. There's a lady currently who comes to the larder whose mum has just had major brain surgery in hospital, and she was very stressed when she last came to shop. And we were able to, sometimes they will allow you to pray with them, as well as pray for them afterwards, and that's lovely too. Not all of the volunteers are Christians or churchgoers, so as we've expanded a little bit, quite a few of the people who help us actually don't go to church. So that is another mission field, in the sense of sharing with them too the love of Jesus. And if they ask, well, you know, why we're doing this, it's not just to be socially kind, it's not just about social justice, although it is about social justice, but it's about the desire to want to be generous. Because God has given us everything we have, and we want to share with that. And a verse, it's funny that the one of the verses that the Lord laid on my heart this morning as I was thinking about coming here and what to say, was from 2 Corinthians, where Paul is encouraging the Corinthian church to be generous. And he says to them, "Our desire is not that others might be relieved while you are hard-pressed, but that there might be equality. At the present time, your plenty will supply what they need, so that in turn their plenty will supply what you need." And we are very fortunate. We have plenty. And there are people who don't have as much, and if we can support, God sees that and God acknowledges that, and he commands us to be generous as his people. Just as I finish, we hope to donate a little mini Easter, well, I say mini Easter egg, it's the 97 gram, a small Easter egg. So at Easter time, we do give some leaflets about Easter, some comics to the children with a Christian theme, and we want to bless each family with a small Easter egg for every child in their family. So that means we need about 150 to 200 of these Easter eggs to cover all of the families. And we want them to be the same size for equality purposes. Some people donate a big egg and then it squabbles about who gets the big egg and who gets the little one. So that size is just perfect. And they're about £1.67, I think, from supermarkets. So by the 30th of April, we are hoping to have collected a few of those so that we can bless the families on our Easter larder, which is the 16th of April, just before Easter Sunday. I'm sure there's lots of things I've omitted to say. I'm looking at David over there in case. But that hopefully is a flavour of what we do and who we are and the reasons that we do it. And thank you. I really appreciate the fact that you've given me this opportunity to talk to you today. And if you have any questions, there's a little table that David and I will be behind at the back, and we've got some leaflets and some newsletters that you can take away with you just to, you forget, don't you? When you hear it, you easily forget, but then you can take away a little leaflet for it. So thank you very much. Thank you.